Know your constituency. The RTE Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.
Hello and welcome to Know Your Constituency. This is a podcast map of the general election, taking you through all 43 constituencies. We'll be bringing you the information you need to know. The seats, the boundaries, the challengers, and the information you want to know. The infighting, the party rivalries, and the turf wars. And we're going to try to pack all of that into the next couple of minutes. I'm Sarah McInerney. I'm joined once again in the podcast studio by RTE Radio's Barry Lenihan and also by Cathal Mullany, broadcaster and author of How Connacht Voted in 2016. And it's Roscommon Galway up next, Barry. As always, you might start us off with the seat and the seat holders.
Yes, three seats up for grabs here in Roscommon Galway. One incumbent confirmed to be standing again. That's Sinn Féin's Claire Curran. Independent Ireland's Michael Fitzmaurice most likely to be standing here in Roscommon Galway, while another independent, Dennis Nocton, standing aside for this election.
And Cathal, what kind of a constituency are we talking about here in Roscommon Galway?
Well, in terms of the changes to the constituency, the geographic situation, it's regained some ground from the Boyle area up north Roscommon from Sligo Leitrim, but loses some of the areas in the Galway section of the constituency. So there are some changes in terms of the boundaries, but it does retain the Galway town of Ballinasloe.
And what do you see as the big issues here?
Well, again, farming and agriculture, a key issue in Roscommon Galway, small holdings all across the west and particularly in this part of the province. Infrastructure, Roscommon town is the economic driver of the local area, Ballinasloe as well. And then the viability of rural communities, and in terms of the towns like Strokestown, you've got Boyle, Castlereagh, mentioned Ballinasloe as well, how the political establishment can help drive those towns and help them generate themselves and regenerate in many cases for a modern Ireland.
Now, of course, all of this is based on the information we have at the time of recording. Candidate nominations have not closed as we're speaking, and we haven't yet entered the official campaign period. And Barry, you're going to be back later with an update on all of that. But before we talk about the candidates in this constituency, we might start by acknowledging the sudden death just a few weeks ago of Councillor John Nocton, who had been selected as a candidate for the party in Roscommon Galway, and our condolences to his friends and his family. I'm sure the election period will be, of course, really, really difficult for them. And Barry, that's going to be at the forefront of the Fine Gael party's mind in Roscommon Galway as we head into the campaign.
At the forefront of everyone's mind during this campaign, I think it has been said that it has left parties and many involved in politics, GAA and Roscommon reeling. The sudden passing of John Nocton, of course, the brother of outgoing independent TD Dennis Nocton, and the son as well of the late Liam Nocton, who also served in this area. So really a shock for everyone. Very hard to know what impact it will have on the campaign. Fine Gael stand in this contest, Senator Aisling Dolan, who's based out of Ballinasloe, and also Dimpna Daly Finn up in Arigna in North Roscommon, whom failed to get elected in the local elections. But it was a challenge before the sudden and sad events of a few weeks ago, but the challenge now all the greater.
How do you see Fine Gael faring, given these really difficult circumstances and where they're at now, Cathal? How are they going to be faring in the constituency, do you think?
Yeah, very difficult circumstances, as mentioned, Sarah. But the addition of Aisling Dolan to the ticket brings some experience in terms of general election. The last time, Aisling Dolan got 12% of the vote, just short of 5,500. We'll obviously need to do better this time around, but ran as a sole Fine Gael candidate last time around, may benefit from the transfers that she'll hope to get from Dimpna Daly Finn in the northern end of the constituency. But geographically, there's a huge distance between the two Fine Gael candidates.
Huge, and Aisling Dolan, she's based in Ballinasloe on the slip of East Galway, which has shrunken, as Cathal outlined, since the last election. She got that vote, but she will have to convince people east of the River Suck of her so-called Roscommon. I do believe her mother's a member of Pierce's GAA club, who won the Roscommon County title. But for Fine Gael to get back into this constituency, remember they had two TDs here in 2011. One of those resigned, Dennis Nocton, and then the other, Frankie Feehan, departed. It's been a barren area across general and local elections for Fine Gael since the Roscommon hospital issue. To give you a sense of how toxic that issue was for Fine Gael, I remember walking into a pub in Roscommon town, down the hatch, owned by a Fianna Fáil councillor, but also by somebody who was asked to run for Fine Gael, so a coalition stronghold. But somebody asked, it was at a Kerry Roscommon match, and somebody asked, did Mayo win? their match. And I said, no, Mayo didn't win their match. And the response was, good, Enda Kenny closed down our hospital. So this has been a very vitriolic period for Fine Gael. Over the last few years, there were green shoots in the local elections for them. They gained seats once again. So they perhaps were on track for a comeback here. But with the difficult circumstances and perhaps the geographic placing of their candidates, a breakthrough again may prove difficult, although there's a massive groundswell of sympathy for the Nocton family at this time.
What then about Michael Fitzmaurice, Cathal? Because there were talk about him potentially moving constituencies. Looks like that's not now going to happen.
Yeah, so Michael Fitzmaurice, if he remains in this constituency, will see quite an amount of his vote gone from this constituency into Galway East. But even considering that, Sarah, you'd imagine that Michael Fitzmaurice is well ahead of the pack here in terms of retaining a seat. Odds on to top the poll again. And I think were he to even shift constituency, I think you'd probably give him a seat in Galway East as well, such as the strength of his local base.
I remember being in this constituency at the last election. There was no sign of posters or anything from Michael Fitzmaurice. Very low-key campaign based out of Williamstown. 13,077 votes the last time. He'd a bit to spare. Low-key campaign. And Michael Fitzmaurice also having a difficult period the last few weeks. He'll be hoping for a good campaign. Of course, he's now somewhat of a party leader in independent Ireland as well, so he may assume a more prominent role in the national campaign as well. And if, as expected, he runs here, he should win a seat. I think the issue with regards him not running in Galway East is down to the failure to attract perhaps a candidate of sufficient standing to take a seat here for independent Ireland, because there would be risks with Fitzmaurice moving constituency to Galway East. Names such as Tony Waldron, independent councillor formerly of Fianna Fáil, mentioned but perhaps not strong enough. Nigel Dineen in Knockrockery, the former Roscommon football manager, also mentioned, perhaps not interested. And some prominent businessmen apparently approached as well, but at the moment it would appear Fitzmaurice is the standard bearer for his own party here in Roscommon.
Cathal, would Fianna Fáil have hopes of getting a seat here?
Yes, I think so, Sarah. Martin Daly selected for them, based in Ballygar, which is about 15 miles from Roscommon town, or maybe a little bit less. Involved with the Roscommon football team, I think, as a doctor over the last 20 years or so, so is well established in the county. There's the issue around Eugene Murphy and whether he was going to stand or not, a bit of controversy attached to that as well, and whether Eugene Murphy stands as an independent. Obviously that's going to have a huge bearing on whether Martin Daly gets over the line.
Fianna Fáil apparatchiks nationally are very, very sweet at Dr. Martin Daly's candidature. He is based out in Ballygar, near that slip of East Galway beside Roscommon, but the arguments are that he's been the Roscommon football team doctor for 20 years. His sister also has a GP's practice in Castlereagh over the other side of the constituency, and his uncle-in-law Greg Kelly ran for Fianna Fáil here in 2002, whilst his grandfather, I think, ran a safe house many years ago, going right back to the foundation of the state in Fianna Fáil. So Fianna Fáil people nationally and somewhat locally are very sweet on Dr. Martin Daly's chances. Of course, one person whom is upset is Eugene Murphy, the senator in the last term, who rose to prominence when he slept in his car over the hotel prices in Dublin city centre. Eugene Murphy won a seat here in 2016, but lost it last time when the Fianna Fáil vote was split between him and Orla Layden, a misguided two-candidate strategy, although some would argue they mightn't have won a seat anyway. It's believed Fianna Fáil's decision not to add Eugene Murphy, who only lost by 8 votes to Martin Daly at convention, was based on 2 facts. One, the gender quota, which they're struggling to meet, and secondly, internal polling, which may show Fianna Fáil at 17% in this constituency, which would put Martin Daly on for a seat but would dilute the vote. But I'm not sure Eugene Murphy may be standing as an independent.
And
that
if he
will
does
harm.
Barry, am I right in saying that Eugene Murphy is situated in Roscommon town?
He's up in Strokestown, North Roscommon.
Yeah. So has the scope to do quite well in Roscommon in particular, I would say, where Fine Gael have Aisling Dolan in Ballinasloe. You mentioned Martin Daly in Ballygar. From a geographic point of view, it actually might sit really, really well
argument.
From Eugene Murphy.
He spoke to Shannon's side, and speaking to Eugene myself as well, as how could you leave 70,000 people in Roscommon without a Fianna Fáil candidate? He said into Shannon's side, quote, "This is not about Eugene Murphy. This is about the people of Roscommon." Mm. So when you hear those sorts of terms, terms. I think he's gunning for an independent candidature, which he hasn't declared as of now. A former DJ with Shannon's side, so he would be popular locally as well. So you'd have to give him a chance. And he, worth remembering as well, in 2016, that Shane Cake Curran was the put forward by Fianna Fáil on the ticket as their lead candidate. And Eugene Murphy made sort of a cause celebre of himself that he was being shafted, and he won the seat quite comfortably. So okay. Eugene is dangerous to underestimate, that's for sure.
Okay, we'll keep an eye on that one. What about Claire Curran and Sinn Féin then?
Yeah, going to be interesting to see whether Claire Curran can retain her seat here. Sarah, situated up in the northern end of the constituency near Ballyhadreen, may benefit from the addition of the Boyle area again. Mm. Geographically, that's not too far away from her. But Sinn Féin, I think this was one of the major surprises for them the last time that they actually took a seat in this constituency. Was it 100 years before they'd taken a seat there before? I think back to 1917.
Barry's checking his notes.
Yeah, Barry definitely
you apparently
notes.
Go back
since
100
the famous
years.
By-election of the Snows in 1917.
I can't believe I forgot that. Yeah. But,
where were you in 1917, Carl, for God's sake?
But the one thing about that is the fact that they didn't have a TD for so long is that the mechanics and the establishment of a local organisation may not be as strong and won't be as strong as Fine Gael or Fianna Fáil. Whether they've had the time since the 2020 election to establish that, to give Claire Curran that platform this time to retain her seat, I'm not quite sure.
I'm hearing a lot of positive soundings around her prospects here, especially given the field has quite an open look now, given circumstances and so on. Claire Curran, Sinn Féin did get a councillor elected in the local elections in Roscommon, Leah Cullen Arigna, which is the home of republicanism in Roscommon. Claire Curran, seen as a hard constituency worker, has the national profile. And talking to a friend whose parents go to the Mart in Roscommon, and the people in the Mart were talking about her as a good candidate. So to permeate into that perhaps might be a positive sign. She's no guaranteed. She was helped by geography the last time, around 40% of the constituency effectively to herself. But of all the Sinn Féin TDs in a three-seater, she does perhaps seem as one of their best prospects of holding that seat.
Any other independents to watch out for, Barry?
There's potential murmurings that Ballinasloe councillor Evelyn Parsons could throw her hat into the ring, independent candidate. She's the mother of Bevan Parsons, the rugby player, and also was co-opted to fill the seat vacated by Fine Gael's Aisling Dolan when she became a senator. So the dynamic between her and Dolan would be interesting should she throw her hat into the ring.
Okay, well, with the caveat that there may be some changes yet to come in this constituency, and we're not yet in the campaign either, the campaign proper, Cathal, how would you see this playing out?
I think it's a very difficult one to call, Sarah. I think Michael Fitzmaurice is going to be re-elected, and then beyond that, it's anyone's guess. It's hugely competitive. I would suggest that maybe if Eugene Murphy were to run as an independent, given a couple of factors, one, his standing within the Fianna Fáil party, I think he can damage the other Fianna Fáil candidate in Martin Daly, and two, I think given his profile, he'd be quite transfer friendly from other candidates. So I would suggest that maybe Eugene Murphy might take an independent seat, and then I may give the third seat to Claire Curran of Sinn Féin, maybe just to cling
on. Two independents
on.
And one Sinn Féin?
Yeah.
Well, Roscommon often does things against the head, doesn't it?
Beat Sligo in the 2010 Connacht final, being one of those, unfortunately.
And I'm not sure, does it return, has it ever returned to the same TDs, or there's definitely a string of changes there. Ultimately, might Fianna Fáil regret not giving Eugene Murphy the hand of friendship and perhaps helping him in a Shannon run, as perhaps he would claim? That might be the million-dollar question. But when all is said and done, Michael Fitzmaurice is the only certainty in this constituency, with slight preference for Curran and Daly to hold off the Fine Gael challenge, which obviously in circumstances is quite different than what it would have been.
Okay, we will leave it there for that one, and thank you so much, Cathal. Barry, you will be back with us for an update after nominations close. Our thanks to Cormac Burke for all his research. Jamie Doyle was on sound. Our producer was Alistair McConnell. And remember to tune in to RT Radio 1 on Results Weekend and across RT Television and all our digital platforms, where you'll get full coverage of all 43 constituencies.
Know your constituency. The RTE Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.